This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is a widespread assumption that the overwhelming majority of people support Roe v. Wade and are very concerned that Roe v. Wade may be altered or undermined or entirely overturned by this Supreme Court. There's a terrific piece over at 538. Which is all about what Americans really believe about abortion, which is very different from what is generally assumed by mainstream media. We will get to that. There is also no more news about surprising polling. And this is not from a conservative poll. It is from a poll by the Harris Organization and Harvard University. That was done for the Hill publication, and it showed that in a hypothetical matchup in 2024, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, it's actually a close race, but Trump wins. He wins by, in that hypothetical race, by a little bit less than Biden won by in the popular vote. But who knows, because they haven't broken it down for the Electoral College. More voters would back former President Trump than President Biden in a hypothetical matchup if the 2024 election were held today, according to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll released exclusively to The Hill. 48% of voters in the survey said that they would back Trump, compared with 45% for Biden. Now, what that shows is almost exactly the same votes, percentage of the votes for President Trump, 48%, but considerably fewer for Joe Biden. He goes down from close to 52%, which he was at in the actual election a year ago, down to 45%, which goes along with what everybody has found out in every poll, and everybody can feel it. Biden has been a big disappointment, including to some of the 81 million people, was it, who voted for the guy. The results were evenly split among women, which is surprising, 46% to 46%. While men backed Trump by a margin of 50% to 43%. Biden won urban voters by 20 percentage points, no surprise. And he also won suburban voters by 4 percentage points. But Trump more than made up for that with his huge victory among rural voters. Trump won by 33 percentage points. The poll comes as Biden plays defense on a slate of issues, including inflation, stubbornly high rates of coronavirus infections, and the messy withdrawal from Afghanistan. Democrats have sought to rebut criticism by highlighting rising job growth and an intense vaccination push, while arguing Republicans are downplaying the need for Americans to get inoculated. I cannot imagine, I simply cannot imagine, that either party would gain from trying to make vaccination a big issue. A year from now, one hopes that we will have settled on a strategy that actually brings down the rate of illness and gets us more returning to normal life. By November of 2022, if we're still arguing about who's going to get vaccinated and how you will, what sorts of vaccination rules there should be and lockdown rules and more, if we are still at the state of arguing about that we are now, it will be a complete disaster for the country, but I think it'll be a particular disaster for the Democratic Party, which is in charge of the House and the Senate and the presidency and the governorship of a bunch of our largest states. Should Trump run, he would likely skate, this piece in the Hill says, to the 2024 GOP nomination, according to the poll. Trump holds a gargantuan lead over any other potential GOP contender. 67% of Republican voters would back the former president. 67% of Republicans would pick President Trump to run again. With Mike Pence and not so close second. He's getting 9%. Ron DeSantis coming in third with 8%. So the margin of Trump over Pence is 67% to 9%. And what about any of the other potential candidates? Chris Christie, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley. They don't even register at this point. Right now, when people are thinking about a presidential election, which would be 3 years from now, of course, Trump is in the news. And speaking of Trump in the news, one of his most loyal supporters in Congress, Devin Nunes, and you remember him, the former chair of the Intelligence Committee before the Republicans lost control of the House of Representatives, which we did in 2018. But Devin Nunes is resigning from Congress, and he's resigning from Congress imminently. He's going to be gone by January 1st. They're going to need to do a special election in his district in California. He wrote a letter explaining to his constituents what he was doing. He said, "I'm writing to let you know I've decided to pursue this opportunity, and therefore I will be leaving the House of Representatives at the end of 2021, just coming up weeks from now." What opportunity? He's going to become the CEO of the Trump Media and Technology Group. That is this new effort by the former president to set up a rival and competitor to those social media that have made Mr. Trump unwelcome. So he'll show them. The moments after his statement, the Trump Media and Technology Group released its own statement saying Nunes would be its chief executive officer. Nunes, who faced the threat of a much more Democratic district through redistricting, reapportionment ahead of this year's midterms, is a close ally of former President Donald Trump. He previously served as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee when Republicans were in the majority, etc., etc. Trump praised Nunes in the media group statement, calling him a fighter and a leader. He will make an excellent CEO of TMTG. Trump said Nunes's role as an attack dog against the Russia probe raised his popularity among Trump supporters. Now, this goes to the fact that, look, Republicans aren't doing well in California generally. And they carved up districts in a way that made it very unlikely that Devin Nunes would win. And he might have, he was an incumbent. But this way, basically, they're letting the Democrats take that seat. The other aspect of this is, as a member of the House of Representatives, and we were talking about this yesterday with Rashida Tlaib, claiming that she has been suffering and suffering and suffering because of her student loans that she hasn't paid off. She gets $175,000 a year as a member of the House of Representatives. So does Devin Nunes. As a CEO of this new Trump venture, which is going to be capitalized with billions of dollars, he's going to get a lot more. And then he can make a comeback, perhaps, to public service and politics if President Trump does run again. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the war on Christmas is back. And again, frankly, I don't really see it. I mean, as I've said repeatedly for the last several years, yeah, there was a war on Christmas, and Christmas won. I mean, the entire idea that there would be rules and regulations to try to stamp out people saying Merry Christmas to one another, or people using Christmas decorations of various kinds. I remember particularly there was a very bitter feud about Starbucks cups, because the Starbucks cups, rather than having Santa Claus on them, let alone a manger scene or anything that directly said Christmas, they just used sort of that red color, and it was a design element. The Starbucks cups this year are tremendously busy and sort of crowded, but they do look different and significantly different from the Starbucks cups you normally get, and I don't think they display a particular hostility to Christmas. But it says in the Daily Record that this year more Americans believe that a war on Christmas exists. So we haven't reached a truce or a resolution of this particular war. More Republicans, Trump supporters, and Hispanic Americans said they believe Christmas is under attack. And nearly 4 in 10 Americans surveyed said politicians are trying to remove the religious elements of the Christmas holiday that commemorates the birth of Jesus. That's all according to a Farley Dickinson University poll. Dan Cassino, who's executive director of the FDU poll, said that Trump made this his centerpiece claim in the 2020 campaign. And in 2018, he declared victory on the war on Christmas. Well, yeah, good for him. I mean, because I remember that there were stories about people not being allowed in public housing, and I think it was in New Jersey, actually, to put up any kind of Christmas decoration on the door of their apartments in public housing. I mean, stupid stuff like that. That seems to either be less common today or getting less attention. According to the poll, evangelical or born-again Christians are also more likely to believe in a war on Christmas than those who don't hold those religious views. Now, I am sure that before the holiday comes out, we'll have some really stupid ads attacking Christmas by the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Dan Barker. But does anybody actually feel constrained about observing Christmas today, saying Merry Christmas to people? In 2016, Fox News pointed to former President Barack Obama's holiday card, which did not mention Christmas in the 7 years before. Mentions of the idea in conservative news had decreased until former President Donald Trump began discussing it in interviews and speeches. Okay, all this is going on. I just got a Christmas card, beautiful Christmas card from, I'm proud to say, from George W. and Laura Bush. And it had a painting. I think it was showing a poinsettia, a beautiful floral painting by President Bush, former President Bush. And it had a very nice quote from the Book of Ecclesiastes, which, no, doesn't directly relate to the Christmas story, but it's biblical, which is, of course, just fine. Does anyone object to the former president using a biblical quote in his Christmas card? Surely we have more important things to worry about and to talk about, such as the meeting today between the President of the United States and the strongman of Russia, the President of Russia, who changed the Constitution so he can keep serving without interruption, without putting his mini-me, Dmitry Medvedev, in his place for one term so then he can come back again. No, it's all Putin, 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 as far as the eye can see. But this is the way that NBC News gave the official readout of the White House's summary of the call between Putin and Biden. This is clip 16.
This is from the White House, Chuck. I'll just read it verbatim because it's just coming to our inboxes moments ago. President Joseph R. Biden held a secure video call today with President Vladimir Putin of Russia to discuss a range of issues on the U.S.-Russia agenda. President Biden voiced the deep concerns of the United States and our European allies about Russia's escalation of forces surrounding Ukraine and made clear that the U.S. and our allies would respond with strong economic and other measures in the event of military escalation. President Biden reiterated his support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity and called for de-escalation and a return to diplomacy. The two presidents tasked their teams to follow up, and the U.S. will do so in close coordination with allies and partners. The presidents also discussed the U.S.-Russia dialogue on strategic stability, a separate dialogue on ransomware, as well as a joint work on regional issues such as Iran.
Okay, well, all very reassuring. Not really. Gary Kasparov, who is a former international grand chess champion and now an American citizen and an active American patriot, and conservative, by the way. Gary Kasparov's response was this: not good, not enough. They had a dialogue about ransomware, so what about Biden's threat 6 months ago? Threatening sanctions and other measures if Putin invades Ukraine now only invites the question, why haven't they already been applied those sanctions since Putin already invaded Ukraine 7 years ago? The existence of this call is already a win for Putin, just like the Geneva summit. Now reports saying sanctions, Nord Stream 2, and Navalny, the opponent, critic of Putin, who's in jail right now for no reason, that they are removed from U.S. defense bill. Biden keeps making the threats by giving Putin what he wants. But if, no more State Department blah, blah, blah about cooperation with Putin's mafia dictatorship on Iran, or triangulation against China. It's all garbage. If Biden can't stand up to Putin, Iran and China will just see him as a joke. Harsh, but tough to argue with, don't you think? 1-800-955-1776 if you wish to comment. And more about what Americans really think about abortion, different from what has been portrayed. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday in hopes of avoiding an invasion of a U.S. ally. Biden holding the video call with Putin as Russia is building up a troop presence on the border with Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan regarding what was discussed about Ukraine.
He reiterated America's support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
It's a day of remembrance in Hawaii, today marking the 80th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor when more than 2,000 Americans were killed. U.S. Navy Rear Admiral and Surface Warfare Officer Tim Cott praising Pearl Harbor veterans for their commitment to the country. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Breaking news, just moments ago, actually, the City Council of Charlottesville, Virginia, just voted today to donate a statue of Robert E. Lee to an African-American Heritage Center. Now, again, seems unusual. They didn't want the statue, obviously, and that there seemed to be strong feeling about that. Throughout Charlottesville, they didn't want the statue to continue to be there in a public, it's a sort of a traffic island where it was located, and it's already been removed. That was what that Unite the Right rally was for. It was to defend the statue. Well, they didn't defend it successfully. It's already been removed. The city council just voted to donate the statue of Robert E. Lee to an African American Heritage Center. And the Heritage Center has announced that it plans to melt the bronze monument, the focus of a deadly white nationalist rally in 2017. It's going to melt the monument into material for a new piece of public art. The 4-0 vote by the council followed years of debate over the fate of the statue. 4 years ago, a plan to remove the statue drew scores of white nationalists to Charlottesville for Unite the Right rally that led to violence, including the killing of a counter-protester by an Ohio man who plowed a car into the crowd. The statue's fate was left to a prolonged fight in a court that concluded in April when Virginia Supreme Court ruled that the city could take down two statues of Confederate generals, including the Lee Monument. Over the summer, workers hoisted it off its granite base. After taking it down, the city accepted proposals from bidders who wanted the Lee statue and a nearby statue of Stonewall Jackson, another Confederate general that was also removed. The statuary park at Gettysburg in Pennsylvania asked for both, saying in its proposal that it wanted to rescue unwanted statues associated with Civil War. Lax Art, a Los Angeles-based visual arts organization, wanted both statues for a planned exhibition. Frederick Gerisch said in an interview on Tuesday that he offered to pay the city of Charlottesville $10,000 for each statue so he could display them in his ranch in Utopia, Texas. And, okay, the idea that rather than giving it to a statuary park at Gettysburg, the site of the most fateful battle of the war, you could say, a three-day battle, where there are all kinds of statues on the battlefield itself, celebrating various commanders and soldiers on both sides. Why wouldn't it have been appropriate to bring it there? The idea that this statue had to be melted down, that's the only appropriate... Now, I understand they're trying to make a statement because they're going to use the bronze that is melted down from this process to make another piece of public art. We can only guess what that might be. But this just seems to me sad and unnecessary. And, okay, I understand it's very important to people that Robert E. Lee not be given a place of honor. But to put him in a statue that tells a museum or a statuary park that tells the story of the war in which he played a very significant part on the wrong side, and of course you would note that, and you would note that he basically ruined his life by making that decision. Still, the idea of melting down statues, is that really an appropriate victory? The council today voted to give the Lee statue to the Jefferson School African American Heritage Center, which submitted a proposal under the name Swords into Plowshares. An Indiegogo campaign page for the project said that its leaders wanted to transform a national symbol of white supremacy into a new work of art that will reflect racial justice and inclusion. The project's leaders have not decided when the new artwork will, what it will look like. The campaign. So again, this is going to be more debate and more struggle. The campaign page said the decision would be informed by a six-month community engagement process where residents of Charlottesville can participate in forums to help determine how the social value of inclusion can be represented through art and public space. We're taking something that was harmful, taking something that was a source of trauma, and transforming it into something that is more respective of the democratic communal space, which those original objects absolutely were not. And by the way, I think it's true. There's no reason to put up a statue to honor Robert E. Lee, who was a traitor to his country, or to Thomas Jonathan Jackson, to Stonewall Jackson. Same thing. They're both interesting and intelligent people who staked their life on an evil principle, which was support for slavery. And even worse, support for disunion, support for destroying the United States as a united country. But we will try to follow up on the idea of what the new work of art is going to be, what it's going to mean, what it's going to say. There's also this article today in the Federalist. Fairfax County residents, this is also in Virginia, this is right outside of Washington, oppose renaming Lee Highway, but unelected bureaucrats are changing it anyway. Less than a month after mailing 400,000 postcards to Fairfax County residents requesting their thoughts on renaming prominent roads, the Lee Highway and the Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, the county's Confederate Names Task Force met to vote on the prospective name change. The outcome was perhaps predictable for a predominantly lefty suburb of Washington, D.C., The task force overwhelmingly voted in favor of changing both road names. What was quite surprising, however, was that the task force went against the express wishes of the majority of Fairfax County residents who voted for the Democrat in every presidential election since 2004. The county's survey, which was conducted via mail, phone calls, letters, listening sessions, emails, and social media, elicited 40,870 responses on the two names. There are about 30,000 individual responses, but the CNTF broke out responses from individual persons from the two road names. The 57% of respondents expressed their desire for the road names to remain the same. Now, does this mean that they are racist? Does this mean that they are neo-Confederates? Or does this mean they've lived in a place for a while, they've gotten used to a highway that is called the Lee Jackson Highway? And it is interesting, on what basis would you actually go to the trouble and expense and all of this publicized effort to try to send out 400,000 postcards so that people could vote on this? You get back a pretty good response, and the response is overwhelming. Only 40% of the respondents said they wanted the road names changed. So why do a survey like that if you're going to ignore it? And you know you're going to ignore it. We will be right back. The truth about Pearl Harbor. Can you believe people are lying about it? We'll get to how and why coming up on the Medved Show.
Americans are going to hear the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
All right, I couldn't resist to listen a little bit more. It's Nat King Cole, right? And just a great version of a great, great song. And it's something that is actually mystified me for years, which is, why is it that so many, and it really is true, so many of the most indelible, beautiful, moving Christmas songs have just a little touch of sadness to them, because it's such a happy season of the year. And I figured it out last night. And partially it's from the experience of being a grandfather, frankly, which is fairly recent development in my life. And let me tell you what I'm thinking. Is that, and by the way, White Christmas, which of course is in a deeply moving song, it has a yearning, at a little touch of sadness, certainly Chestnuts Roasting on Open Fire, the Christmas song does, and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I'll Be Home for Christmas, so many of them, just this little touch of, I'm thinking about this, and it's a beautiful memory, and I'm going back, and I think that part of why that works and that affects us so much is that for so many people who were raised in homes where Christmas was a beautiful time of year that you remember, and when you're an adult, it's almost impossible not to look back on some memories of childhood Christmas. And of course, you're not a child anymore, but maybe you're lucky enough to have children or grandchildren who also can help bring those memories to life. But it really is about the progression of time and the idea of growing up, getting older, which does have a little bit of an edge of yearning and nostalgia and sadness to it. By the way, one of the things that in our Medved History program about how the American Christmas and American Christmas traditions developed, we have some stories that we're able to tell about so many of the Christmas traditions that are distinctly American, including some of the songs. And that's, of course, all available to people who are MedHead Plus members. You can download the Christmas special completely free and streaming. You can do that. It costs 22 cents a day for membership as a MedHead Plus member. And it's also a great gift for people. Check it out. See what we have on offer. Go to MedVedHistoryStore.com. That's MedVedHistoryStore.com. And we're going to continue through the end of the year this very special price of it's a total of $79 for a year. And again, you access to everything else free once you have joined up as a MedHead Plus member. Check it out. Okay, one of the things I wanted to check out was this idea about some of the mistakes and the myths. And this also we cover in one of our history programs. We have a myths, mistakes, and misunderstandings about World War II. And one of them has to do with the idea that the United States is really to blame for Pearl Harbor. And we were just talking about this poll where only a third of Americans say they hold it against Japan for having attacked the United States in 1941, as if the attack was justified. There's a terrific piece, we're posting it at our website at michaelmedved.com, called Misremembering Pearl Harbor. It's by Victor Davis Hanson. And he writes that most Americans once were mostly in agreement about what happened on December 7th, 1941, 80 years ago today. But not so much now. Given either the neglect of America's past in the schools or woke revisionism at odds with the truth, the Pacific War that followed Pearl Harbor was not a result of America egging on the Japanese. It was not about starting a race war, and it was not about much other than a confident and cruel Japanese empire falsely assuming that its stronger American rival either could not or would not stop its transoceanic ambitions. And in an early Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, the Japanese Imperial Navy conducted a tactically successful but strategically imbecilic surprise attack on the U.S. 7th Fleet while at peace and without a declaration of war. The assault, synchronized with subsequent bombing and invasions of the Philippines and British-controlled Malaya, Singapore, and Hong Kong, and some Pacific islands, did not just ensure an existential Pacific theater war between Japan and America. It also prompted the entry of the United States on December 11th into the European theater of war after both Italy and Nazi Germany declared war on America. Had Germany not declared war, it is arguable that the United States would have instead concentrated on Japan alone and might have knocked it out of the war even earlier. Revisionists often cite conspiracy theories that the Roosevelt administration lured Japan into the war by previously limiting oil exports to Tokyo. That was 5 months before Pearl Harbor. Or by foolishly moving the 7th Fleet from San Diego to a deliberately exposed and not-so-well-defended Pearl Harbor. All of that is ridiculous, of course. And you can get some sense of how ridiculous it is by going back to President Roosevelt's declaration of war. This is from 80 years ago today. The President of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory. I believe that I interpret the will of the Congress and of the people when I assert that we will not only defend ourselves to the uttermost, but will make it very certain that this form of treachery shall never again endanger us. We will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Remarkable moment. And again, there's nothing that is racist about Victor Davis Hanson pointing out that Japan today is very, very different from Japan of 1941. And some of the cruelty and the viciousness and the mass murder that the Japanese were engaged in during the war against, particularly against the Chinese, by the way, is extraordinary and important to remember in the context of the war. There is so much more. Today we're trying to avoid a war with China. We'll talk to Gordon Chang about how we're doing in that regard, and much more coming up for This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.